Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Chad Michael Jembarski was arraigned on Wednesday in front of Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license, which is a misdemeanor, and a civil infraction for having no insurance. The misdemeanor carries a potential penalty of up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. The civil infraction is punishable by both fines and costs. Jembarski entered a plea of not guilty. Attorney Michael Morosky represented him for the arraignment and has been appointed as his court-appointed counsel for the remainder of the case. Key dates in the case include May the 8th of 2026 for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer form and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 4th at 9:30 a.m., which is also the deadline for entering a plea or for filing any additional motions. Bond was set at $3,500 personal reconnaissance, despite the prosecution opposing a personal reconnaissance bond. And in other news for today, a Sanilac County investigation is underway after a teenage runner was struck by a vehicle on Tuesday evening in Fremont Township. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office says the 16-year-old from Yale was hit just before 5 p.m. along East Galbraith Line Road while they were out for a run. Deputies report that the teenager had been running westbound in the eastbound lane and moved across the roadway to avoid an oncoming vehicle. During that maneuver, however, he entered the westbound lane where he was struck by a passing car. Emergency crews, including Croswell EMS, responded to the scene. The teenager was transported to McLaren Port Huron for treatment. His condition has not yet been released. Investigators say that the driver, a 21-year-old woman from Lexington, was wearing her seatbelt at the time. Authorities also do not believe that alcohol or drugs played a role in the crash. The names of those involved have not yet been released as the investigation is still pending. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, construction continues to move forward on the Lafayette Bridge replacement in Bay City as crews complete several key structural milestones. Contractors have finished pouring abutments on both sides of the Saginaw River, along with underwater seals and pier footings, critical elements which will support the new span. The next phase will involve forming and pouring counterweight pits at each pier, which is another major step in building the bridge's lifting mechanism. The Lafayette Bridge project is part of a roughly $112 million state investment to replace the aging structure, which dates back to 1938 and has outlived its expected lifespan. Work began in late 2024 and is expected to continue all the way through the summer of 2027, when the new bridge is scheduled to reopen for traffic. During the construction, the bridge remains closed, leaving the nearby Veterans Memorial Bridge as the primary toll-free river crossing, while other bridges in the city operate with tolls. Officials say the project remains on track, with a more detailed timeline update expected in the coming weeks. And in other news for today, there will be a request for a slight millage increase on the August election ballot for Lapeer County residents to vote on. County commissioners approved asking voters to support an increase from 0.3916 mills to 0.4578 mills for 4 years to support senior citizen services in the county. Some of the items that the millage and its increase will be used for include home-delivered meals, congregate meals at senior centers, personal care, respite care, and operations. The additional funding will help to offset the increased costs of food and gas and provide more services to senior citizens. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.